listening to Opportunity Detroit. We now say hello to Alex Wright. He's the co-founder and chief marketing officer for Detroit City FC. And Alex, I thought this would be a perfect time to check in with you because, wow, everyone has soccer on the mind.
That's exactly how I would put it as well. with the World Cup going strong and the weather heating up, I know on the DCFC side of things, we've got a women's team that just finished up. We've got a men's team that's mid-season, and we've got a ton of announcements and fun activities going on all summer long. It feels like one of those times where soccer is on everyone's mind, regardless of if they played, if their family played, or if they're just casual.
This has to be really good for you, for the Detroit City FC, right?
Yeah, I mean, our goal has always been to be Detroit's soccer team, and we've been hard at work for that for well over a decade, and some years it's harder than others, but this is one of those years where it just sort of, it's just in the air, right? Like, we are always soccer first. We're building a club. We're building a stadium. But more so than ever, you find yourselves in conversations at the, you know, the grocery store or out in the park, and folks are talking about the U.S. team or the Mexican team or this upset or that upset. And it's really fun to be able to join the conversation with the DCFC story behind it.
It's really interesting to me how many people are into this. I recently traveled to New York City for a conference, and so I would talk to our drivers from the airport, and I asked every driver, okay, are you paying attention to soccer? And what teams do you think are going to win it all? And every single person that I talked to had an opinion. They were paying attention, and they seemed to, you know, at least think they had an idea who was going to win it all. But that's fascinating to me.
Well, I think one thing that even that every sports fan can understand, regardless of how deep your soccer knowledge is passion.
Right.
Right. And one thing that's really caught fire is all these different nationality groups that are in different cities across North America, and you know, the Algerians being adopted by Lawrence, Kansas, and the Scottish fans in Boston. And it's just such a cool human story that really underlines how sport has this power to bring people together, to transcend boundaries and barriers, and really become this thing that just is a sort of a way of making memories that bring us all together. And how can anyone, whether you're involved in it or on the sidelines, not be attracted to that?
And the soccer fans that have come here from other countries, they seem to really like it here in the United States, and they especially like our food and our culture.
Yeah, well, one of the most interesting things about soccer culture around the globe is that it is probably the one of the most creative types of fandom that you can see. You know, it brings not only about each country has their own local flair of support, but it's almost like, I guess in the U.S. you would compare it to like college athletics in the way that each group tries to kind of one-up the other in terms of creativity and expression and kind of razzing each other all in fun. It creates this bond that even if you're not on top, you know, you can show off in other ways that makes yourself memorable.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So how about the men's team? How's the men's team doing here in Detroit this year, Alex Wright?
Well, the men's side has picked a great year to be excellent. where we've been at the top of our table pretty much all season long, currently fighting hard for second place. And the top four teams in our conference host a playoff game, which is one of our organizational goals, is to host the playoffs at Keyworth Stadium where we play, which is the most electrifying place to see a soccer match outside of a, you know, a U.S. national game with a full house and a 70,000-seat stadium. We bring that level of passion and energy and just fun to Detroit. So the team's doing great. We've got some great stars. We're scoring goals, and our supporters have continued to establish themselves as just another reason to check out the match. You know, the team's winning. And then in every quiet moment, there isn't one, because the fans are going nuts even when the ball's not going in the goal.
Yeah, it's so interesting because your fans, they are really loyal. I mean, they follow Detroit City FC very closely, and they get to the stadium all the time.
Detroit City FC was founded on the concept that people care a lot about sports in this town, and they just want a organization that understands that, that gives them the space to be themselves, but also creates an inclusive space for everyone. And I think it's as much a passion for the game as it is a gratitude for that kind of environment that really fires people up. You know, it creates a sense of ownership, again, that like maybe the non-soccer experts could associate with college athletics, you know, something that it means more than just the game because it's a piece of your life that you're nostalgic for, but also it feels like you can be a part of. And that's how our matches are. The team, of course, controls the wins and losses, but it's the fan base. And it's not just the supporters that are chanting and dancing and screaming on the sideline. We're seeing more and more families every single year. Soccer is a massive growth sport. We've known this for generations, but in the Detroit area, especially the city of Detroit, is a sport that is still has a lot of room to grow. And we're doing everything we can on our side at Detroit City FC to recruit young Detroiters, to create spaces where there is no financial or transportation barriers to get these kids involved. Because what we know about growing the game is that you love a sport because your folks or your grandfolks took you to the game or you grew up playing it. And we're doing everything we can to be on the cusp of those first couple generations to build an entire community of soccer fans based on these collective experiences.
You know, as I listen to you talk, Alex Wright, co-founder and chief marketing officer for Detroit City FC, it sounds to me like it's almost like you're creating specifically and purposefully a special connection to community. And that's what it's all about. A little bit different than maybe some other sports.
Yeah, I think that we are, those of us who founded the club and have been here since day one, I think we're inspired by being from one of the biggest sports towns in America, but also we're all kids that grew up following all the favorite pro teams in town.
Sure,
and
right.
Not only loving those experiences, but thinking about what would we do? And we wanted to build something that's founded on promoting not only the sport, but the city and the neighborhoods we live in. We're all Detroiters, and I'm born and raised in the city. And it's important to us to share not only an accessible and affordable vision of the game, but making sure that like we're reaching out to folks who it doesn't come easy to get to games, right? And so
sure.
Those are all things that are important to us as individuals that we kind of combine with our passion for sports and try to build a different kind of team, because the reality is we're in the professional sports space in this town, and there's going to be four teams that are doing it pretty darn good before
Absolutely.
They even take a look
That's
at DCFCs.
Right.
So not only do we have to be professional, we have to be different.
Yeah.
And the way we choose to be different is to try to be as grassroots and committed to community as possible.
Let's turn now to Alumnify Field.
Yeah, Alumnify Field, the stadium that we announced, gosh, now maybe 18 months ago, that was coming to the space between Corktown and Southwest Detroit down on Michigan Avenue and 20th. The old Southwest Hospital was recently demolished, and now it's a fertile field that we're about to see start elevating our new stadium that's going to be the forever home of Detroit City FC, and we could not be more excited about it.
You've announced the opening of a preview center at the Mercado in Mexican Town. What exactly is that, Alex?
Yeah, so the stadium itself, when it's finished, and we're slated to begin the season in 2028, kicking a ball in the stadium, is going to have a capacity of 15,000. At this point already, through our season ticket holders and deposit holders, we've already locked in about 6,000 seats have been spoken for. So at this stage in the development, what it calls for is a preview center that gives those folks, plus opens the doors to others who are curious and interested, to put down a deposit, schedule some time, and they can get a tour from our ticketing staff to take a look at what kind of options we have, whether that's in seating or premium spaces available. One of the biggest changes from going from Keywood Stadium to this new Alumni Field isn't so much going to be the price changes, it's going to be the range of options. We're still going to be committed to being the most affordable experience on the professional level in our town, but we're also going to make sure that there are the spaces available for those who are interested in the suite experience or premium spaces. Those are things that we've never really been able to offer in Key Worth, and we're committed to building out a space that is a space truly for everyone. And part of that is going to be filling that stadium with a whole bunch of people that are looking for a whole bunch of different kinds of experiences.
It sounds to me like it's going to be a state-of-the-art stadium, kind of like a travel destination for soccer fans.
100%. We are as lifelong Detroiters, but we're also like students of sports history, and we love the old European soccer vibe of intimate spaces that really kind of reverberate when the crowd is at its most intense. And that's the kind of space we want to build. So we want to make something that's easy to be a fan at, it's easy to park at, it's easy to access, it's affordable, that's got great sight lines, it's focused on the game, it makes a place where memories can be made, but also that it offers a lot of the modern amenities that our current space, frankly, doesn't offer. Key Worth Stadium is one of the most special places to see a sporting event, really, in America, and I encourage anyone in the next 18 months to come check it out, but it certainly is not the easiest spot to watch a game. It's nestled in a neighborhood in Hamtramck. Parking can be a bit of a pickle. It's not on everyone's radar, right? Whereas most of the other stadiums in town are right downtown. You can't miss them.
Sure.
So we're gonna maintain that kind of gritty Detroit vibe that we have at our current space, but also just make it a bit easier to be a fan of DCFC. And I think that's how we grow, and that's how we stay Detroit soccer team.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. How can people get tickets to get to Key Worth Stadium this season? It sounds like a great event for a family.
Well, the easiest thing to do is to go online to, or just Google Detroit City FC, but our website is detcityfc.com. And there you can find ticketing information and our schedule. We also have a women's team that just finished up, but those were awesome games for, I've got two daughters myself, and they love checking out the women's team, which featured so many local stars, whereas our men's team is a bit more of an international flair. And that's a really cool experience too. But you can go on our website and find ticket options for the next game. We've got two games in the second half of July for those of you with World Cup hangovers once those games are over and you're still fiending for some soccer, that's available. And then as a companion website to cityfc.com, you can simply Google Alumni 5 Field, where at alumni5field.com there's info about the stadium, about the preview center that we mentioned earlier, and opportunities to learn more about what that's going to look like, how the development's coming along, and most importantly, where you can put a deposit to make sure folks can secure their space in this new stadium.
Alex Wright, co-founder and chief marketing officer for Detroit City FC. It was really nice to talk to you today about all things soccer.
Likewise, and hope to see you down at Key Worth Stadium this summer.
Absolutely. Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm Ann Thomas. Thank you for listening to Opportunity Detroit, and enjoy the rest of your day.